Money FM 89.3, best of your money. Money and Me on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
Is the dollar losing its status as the world's reserve currency? Goldman Sachs believes so. It's issued a bold warning, spotlighting concern on the dollar. We've seen investors bailing out of the dollar, piling furiously into gold. Now, the debate on the long-term stimulus effects in the US is picking up steam. But how do professional forex traders read its current effects? We're also going to be looking in the show at safe haven currencies and currencies to watch. We're going to check in with Jindao Tai, founder of LCMS Traders and Forex Briefcase. Jin, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. So do you agree with Goldman Sachs' warning that the US dollar is in danger of losing its status as the world's reserve currency?
Actually, looking at it in a much longer term, that might happen, but I think in the medium to even, you know, the foreseeable future, I think that it might still maintain its reserve currency status.
So Congress is closing in on another round of stimulus to prop up the U.S. economy. The Fed has a swollen balance sheet of $2.8 trillion. Do you think these are adequate reasons for a caution that the dollar could be moving towards debasement?
I think the current actions they're taking now is really driven by what's happening in the U.S. in terms of the virus situation. So it might be a short-term stopgap, I feel.
From your read of the market, is there a nervous vibe out there that money printing could trigger inflation and QE Unlimited could mean not so great things for the dollar? What are you reading about investors and their actions with the dollar in the past couple of days?
Well, in the past couple of days, we've seen the dollar weaken quite significantly, where everyone's actually been piling into gold.
Yes, so, furiously.
Gold has reached multi-year highs. And although that said, I think that it might be a more impromptu move, a short to medium term move, and we might see some confidence come back into the dollar as well.
Gold is a currency of last resort. Have you been piling into it and moving out of the US dollar?
I have been getting into gold for sure. The last time we spoke about gold, the last time I was on the call speaking about gold, it was at 1730. Right now it's at 1950, really coming close to that $2,000 mark that we were talking about before as well.
I hope we were prescient in our discussion on gold back then. I think we were.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move a little to investor Ray Dalio, noting that the conflict between US and China could potentially grow into a capital war that he says could harm the US dollar. So Ray Dalio has laid out a scenario for the next clash within the realm of possibility, warning also that, you know, loose fiscal policy and ideological divisions are pushing the US into decline. What do you make of this capital war, and could it really affect the USD?
It will. It could, and it probably will. But I think right now with the U.S., they probably have the cases with the virus to deal with. The fallout between China and the U.S. seems to have taken a bit of a back burner for now until they sort out the domestic issues with the virus.
So how do you think the instability of the dollar could play out against, you know, the enduring idea of USD as a safe haven currency?
Well, we're probably going to see a lot of more dollar weakness in, you know, to protect exports and to protect their own trade. So that's probably going to be a lot more interventions in terms of coming from the central banks to weaken the dollar.
All right. So what's your outlook for the dollar again? Remind us.
I'm going to have a mixed view. So short to medium term weakness in the dollar. But in the overall sense, we could see it come back up a little bit more.
All right, let's move to the euro. There is an opinion that the 750 billion euro recovery fund is inserting confidence into the bloc's future. Do you think this is one of the drivers of a soaring euro?
That is one of the main drivers. We've seen that confidence coming through in the euro, especially. But I think the drive in the euro right now is also because of the weakness of the US dollar. So it comes back to the US dollar all over again.
It always does, doesn't it? What are the other factors do you think we can look out for that could contribute to the euro rising?
I think, the euro as a carry trade, we have been, very low interest rates at about minus 0.5%. We've seen a lot of traders and investors get out of their carry trade positions, buying back into the euro in this period of uncertainty, keeping their money closer to them. That's the other reason why I see the euro climbing with people buying back into the euro again.
I'm speaking with Jin Dao Tai, founder of LCMS Traders and Forex Briefcase. Over the past couple of days, there's been just so much to monitor in terms of vaccine hopes. Do you think what we're reading is going to help boost certain currencies about vaccines?
Well, the vaccine, nothing concrete has really come out. It's always about potential. And every time they talk about a potential vaccine coming around, we have seen some optimism in the markets. But it's been pretty much offset now with still the high numbers of cases that are still present. So I don't think it will affect any currency in particular if there's a vaccine that being released. But we might see across the board some stability coming into the currencies if we have some good news coming there.
All right. Moving on to the Kiwi and Aussie dollar. Do you think greater risk appetite is helping the Aussie dollar and the Kiwi dollar?
My two favorite currency pairs. The Aussie dollar and Kiwi dollar has been seeing some positive upsides really because of what's happening with gold. Quite a gold-correlated currency pair. But we also have seen that second wave come into Australia. We've seen more cases coming around and there some parts of Australia being in lockdown again. So we might see the Aussie and the Kiwi come back down a little bit more as they come back into a little bit of uncertainty all over again.
The Australian dollar hit a fresh 15-month high yesterday because of a depreciating US dollar and soaring gold prices boosted the value of the local currency. And yesterday in the morning, the Aussie dollar was buying 71.55 US cents, a value not seen since early 2019. All right, Jin, let's talk about digital currencies. Bitcoin prices meteoric, taking flight, pushing the digital currency to the highest level in about 2 months, ending the long dormancy of the world's number one virtual asset. In fact, the chief executive of De Vere Group, a financial firm, Nigel Green, has advised his clients that Bitcoin could shoot past the key 10,000 resistance mark it has, and all eyes are now on the 10,500 level. So what do you think, why do you think Bitcoin has hit its highest level in 2 months?
Well, you see, in every crisis that we come across, recently, the last two, we've always seen that shift towards either the safe haven, as in gold and yen, or the talk about digital currencies. So, it's always, right now, is all one of the major things that's always going to climb whenever we have a bit of uncertainty, a bit of unrest. So, I do believe that it will continue to climb as long as we have this uncertainty from the virus coming around.
Do you have positions in Bitcoin?
I don't actually look at trade the cryptocurrencies too much for the lack of a real fundamental driver, but it's a bit of a sentiment trade where you get in for very short-term positions.
All right. I am speaking this morning with Jin Dao Tai, founder of LCMS Traders and Forex Briefcase. Very briefly, what is Forex Briefcase, Jin?
Forex Briefcase is a managed account service where we run and we pretty much guide investors towards trading into the Forex markets and guide them on to how to make some returns on for their Forex trading.
So you say on your Facebook page you have a 23-month ROI of 70%?
Yeah, gross returns of 70%.
That's really impressive.
Yeah, so that's from short-term trade, short to medium-term trades, very opportunistic rather than the longer-term positions that we take.
So what's involved in setting up an account?
Getting in touch with Forex Briefcase and the guys will guide you through the whole process. It's about setting up your own account and then getting it managed from there.
And are there fees involved?
There are performance fees and some management fees, but that will be all stated through the contracts as well.
All right, great to hear. Let's talk a little bit about safe haven currencies that you like now, Jin.
Yeah, so safe haven currencies such as the yen, we've seen the yen strengthening quite significantly. It's currently sitting at the 105 level. We've seen, you know, as people move out of the US dollar going into gold, they also get back into the yen as well. But I still don't think that the US yen will probably sit at 105 for very long, as it hurts the Japanese export market there.
All right. And what's on your currencies to watch list?
Actually, I know we like talking about currencies to watch. Nothing right now.
Nothing.
Not immediately. Not immediately.
Oh my goodness.
It's setting up. I see some reversals coming around.
I'm thinking this is the shortest show ever.
No. The pound is actually climbing towards 1.34.
Okay.
But because there is going to be a Brexit discussion in September with the UK hoping for the free trade agreement, which Brussels seems to say that is unlikely, that might bring in some uncertainty again with the Brexit discussion, and then we could see that reversal from that massive climb they're having right now at 1.34.
Okay, so, you know, all of yesterday here in this news station, we were looking at the sentencing of former Prime Minister Najib Razak over in Malaysia, 12 years jail, fine of $42 million. And, you know, we're dissecting how markets are reacting to the news. Have you seen movements in the Malaysian ringgit?
Not a pair that I watch frequently, but we have seen a little bit of impact. But, you know, it seems to have been priced in a bit more right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think we're going to see significant movements following from this news, I think.
All right, Jin. And if you could put a word out there to listeners who want to get started with Forex trading, don't know where to start, what should they do?
Hop onto lcms.com.sg or jump onto my website, Jindaotai, that's JINDAOTAI.com, and you get all the info there, and I'll be happy to guide anyone through their Forex trading journey.
Okay, and a little agnostic advice perhaps, you know, where can they start? What can they do? Should they start with a dummy account? Should they, are there certain pairs to try out? How did you start?
Definitely start with a dummy account, try everything out. I would best recommend the Aussie and the Kiwi dollar as a trial, you know, as they approach the market. Seems to be the one to be the most stable and most consistent way of approaching the market to trade.
Great advice. Thank you for joining us, Jindaotai, founder of LCMS Traders and Forex Briefcase.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.